As conferees met Monday to discuss the budget repair deal, State Senator Scott Fitzgerald raised a concern. The Juneau Republican wants assurances from the governor that he won't use his partial veto to fix the budget fix by raiding the transportation fund.
You know, for us to move forward on this without having those assurances, without having it nailed down that the governor can't go after transportation again, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, so I hope that's not the case.
Assembly Majority Leader Mike Hipsch said he'd discussed that with Doyle, but received no such assurances.
One of the reasons that we want veto assurances is to make sure that there's no money removed from the transportation fund. Yet the only way I was going to get veto assurances was if I took money from the transportation fund. And so being in that catch-22, I had very little option as to what we could accomplish.
The budget deal to be voted on this week would take $50 million from the transportation fund to be replaced with borrowed money. That would allow projects to go forward this summer, but Doyle could, if he chooses to, use his veto power to dip deeper into the highway money. Fitzgerald said lawmakers should vote to override any such attempt. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.